fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you come into the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane. Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you come into the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain. Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join a revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
September 3rd, 2023. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. It's just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We have really been working hard to get you the truth on the news that you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, call in every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at 641-793-2531, or go on your computer and just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click on the little green arrow, and you'll hear live the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it seems like they're attacking Texas now. First it was, lately it's been Florida, then it was Maui in Hawaii. But earlier this week on Tuesday, the Texas House and Senate just passed a bill, and I think Governor Abbott signed, saying no vaccines, no mandates, no masks, no shutting of schools or 6 feet apart. None of that. Oh, no. That was on Tuesday. Then Thursday, all these fires break out right next to the forest in East Texas. There's a huge forest there that covers, East Texas and goes into Louisiana. And, usually on every August, the winds are southwest. So guess where the fires started? All these fires started Thursday early in the morning in the wee hours, about five or six of them dotted all across the west side of Texas, the south side of Texas, the northwest side of Texas. Four or five of them all break out all at once. We've lost over 4,000 acres right now, and it's burning. And you know what? Just think about it. They want to eliminate us. They want to kill us. This is a war. I've been telling you this over and over again for 5 years now on this show. This is a war. Blacks and whites, Christians, black and white Christians, they're after you, all right? Especially Southerners, because they know that we stick to our Christian principles. And I say this is the Obama Destroy America program, because he used to say, well, they're just clinging to their guns and Bibles, See, he's a Satanist. It doesn't matter black or white. He wants all the Christian Southern people eliminated. This is their goal, because they're going to vote for Trump. And guess what? Florida has always been vaccine free for, the last couple of times. I mean, they became vaccine free and, mandate free and all that. Guess where the last hurricane hit? Right down the middle of the most populated area of Florida, with the exception of Miami, right down the middle of a hurricane that they created, roared right down through Tampa, St. Petersburg, Jacksonville, Fort Myers. That's Trump country. East part of Texas, west part of Louisiana, that's Trump country. And they're not getting vaxxed, so they got to be wiped out. If we can't get them with the vax, we'll get them with the hurricanes and the fires. That's the bottom line, folks. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. This is the world we live in. This is why the White Hats are working so hard to eliminate this satanic scourge that has taken over our country. And just a little update right now from the White Hat military, and this is about the EBS, the Emergency Broadcasting System. Well, they came out in the mainstream media and announced, oh, we're going to do testing of the Emergency Broadcasting System on October 4th, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. This is a deep state testing. My advice to you, Dr. Johnny's here to tell you, October 4th, after lunch, at 1 o'clock, I'd shut your phones off, take out the SIM card, and shut it off until 4 p.m. because they're going to be testing between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock p.m. The reason is, and I'll get into the details, the triangulation and everything, the deep state wants to account for who's who, and they can do that with their new EBS system. Okay? Just like before, you know, I think it was August 5th or whatever, there was these lasers going all through Lahaina there at Maui. They were mapping out which houses were which were the working class and which were the, you know, the elite. Because, see, that's where Jeff Bezos and, you know, Oprah Winfrey and Mark Zuckerberg and Barack Obama, they're the biggest landholders in Maui. So they want to wipe out that working class, make Maui a whole smart city that they control, live in paradise while they focus on destroying America. That is their plan. That is their wet dream. Okay, so more about this EBS. This is a black hat operation. And I want to tell you, the white hats have encouraged their own, I emphasize that, white hats have encouraged their own, all their military, to temporarily disable cellular phones between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock p.m. on October 4th, when the Criminal Federal Emergency Management Association, FEMA, is scheduled to conduct a nationwide test of a new emergency action system, EAS, my source in General Eric Smith's office revealed. White Hat seized FEMA's Mount Weather stronghold in the Blue Ridge Mountains and took control of the nation's central EAS, you know, Emergency Action System transmitter deep within the subterranean fortress. A bloody skirmish between White Hat Delta Force Army Rangers and regime forces resulted in the deaths of 24 FEMA personnel. The White Hat Coalition sustains several casualties, but no fatalities in the following months. And I reported this on our earlier show last year. FEMA mounted 3 attempts to retake the mountain. 3 attempts FEMA to retake that mountain, which they call Mount Weather Stronghold, the Blue Ridge in the Blue Ridge Mountains. But they were unsuccessful. And in the following months, they were unsuccessful in taking back the stronghold and the EAS. But White Hats repelled each incursion, and FEMA casualty lists expanded. The regime's last assault was in September of 2022, and that put 30 federal goons in body bags. As by then, nearly 2,500 U.S. Marines and Army soldiers maintain a constant vigil in and around the mountain. Speaking about the raids, my source said candidly that if the Biden regime initially retaliated massively instead of with expeditionary force, it probably could have recaptured the mountain with an immense arsenal and then they had taken the original EAS system. My source said we continued blistering defenses and upgraded them, adding manpower, expecting realistically a battalion to show up. It wasn't an unreasonable belief. After SAC and NORAD and Mount Weather is the most impregnable bunker in the country, we know they wanted EAS and EBS back. General David H. Berger added that he was on the receiving end of an endless barrage of threatening messages authored by Lloyd Austin, who commanded him to surrender the mountain or else he ignored at least a dozen threats before finally replying. And General Berger said, "Or else what?" with a big question mark. After which the intimidation stopped and no more FEMA approached the mountain. White hats have long suspected "or else" signified a future Mount Weather invasion, but in July 2023, they realized FEMA had abandoned its futile quest to conquer the mountain, but instead built a new EAS system at an unknown location. Simply put, my source said, we screwed up. This was a major intelligence failure since they'd been working on it for 18 months. We didn't catch a whiff of it until July, not one word. We've been trying to find it, but no luck. And it didn't even know they had completed it until early August, just a few weeks ago, when they said they would test it. On August 3rd, FEMA posted on its website that it and the Federal Communications Commission would conduct a nationwide test of the EAS October 4th, 2023 at approximately 2:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't turn on your phones that afternoon, folks. I'm warning you. The signal will be sent to all televisions and consumer cellular phones, including a message assuring the citizenry this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. White hats believe FEMA has an ulterior motive for testing its new toy. Trace and track both members of the white hat community and patriots whom FEMA has labeled domestic terrorists throughout the United States. The EAS at Mount Weather was modernized a few times, but it's still older architecture than what's actually around right now. We don't know the technical specifics of the new EAS they set up. It's surely possible that when the message hits smart devices, phones, and televisions, they could pick up a signal to FEMA, a signal FEMA could easily triangulate, and they'll have locations and, of course, IDs. And we're not saying this will all happen, only that there's a chance. The white hats are warning about this. My military guys are saying, hey, you know, don't turn on your phone after lunch, you know, on the October 4th. Just leave your phone off. In fact, take out the SIM card so they can't triangulate you. On August 6th, General Smith and White Hat Council encouraged White Hat commanders at the U.S. military installations to disable all their mobile devices and place them in a Faraday cage or a bag, you know, to ensure that blocks electromagnetic fields for test duration. Disabling means shutting off GPS location services and putting the battery and SIM card out, my source said. We hope the message stretches across the military echelon down the rank and file, because we sure don't want our soldiers to be in the mix of targets. Ask how white hats will communicate if, for example, the regime declares martial law during the test. My source then said, we have secure radios, and that's always good old-fashioned. There's always good old-fashioned shortwave in case the you know what hits the fan. We asked what might happen if FEMA launches an unannounced test. He said, obviously we can't unplug forever out of fear. We take precautions when and where we can when we know. Fortunately, the deep state has a strange desire to pre-announce their agendas. Testing might backfire and may help us isolate the transmission source. FEMA gave notice on October 3rd, so their EAS, Emergency Alert System, was operational then. Chew on this, he said. If FEMA wanted to save lives, why did they do an EAS on Hawaii on the 8th before the fires? I'm sure they could have, he said. My source said the public has misconstrued the White Hat's impetus for conquering Mount Weather EAS in the first place. Believe me, that was a good thing. There seems to be an idea that we grabbed it to tell patriots when to get their guns and to take to the streets. That was never our goal. According to General Smith's office, we made that move to take Mount Weather because we had reason to think that FEMA would misuse it just like that by faking a message from President Trump telling citizens to take up arms and storm Washington. They can put his voice on there with AI. You can, you know, replicate his voice and say, "We must attack Washington now." You know, that's what the White Hats were afraid of. So they took Mount Weather. And at this moment, that fear is once again a possible reality, he said, because if they come on the EAS system, and some people haven't disabled their phones and they get that message, they might think it's President Trump talking. So don't be fooled. Turn your phones off October 4th, and especially in the afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. October 4th. So there you go. There's my special announcement from the White Hat military. And they're working around the clock. The Criminal Investigation Division, the CID, investigators on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, arrested a California National Guard garrison commander on suspicion of treason in response to allegations that he maintained mask up and demoted soldiers who fell short of this vaccine standard, my source in General Smith's office revealed. The suspect, Colonel Brian Keels, commander of Camp Roberts, California, also stands accused of accepting bonus pay for coercing perfectly healthy soldiers to getting the vaccinations. Investigators stopped Keels Wednesday evening outside a bar in San Miguel, approximately 5 miles from the post. Our source said that the CID had monitored Keels' routine for several days before approaching him with a military arrest warrant. He went to the same bar every day after work, maskless, of course. When shown the warrant, the masked tyrant said he, Colonel, outranked the two warrant officers and commanded them to stand down and to name their commanding officer. And our soldiers said presently, we answered to General Eric Smith, a CID investigator report answered. The man's a traitor. Colonel Keel said, "This man's a traitor to President Biden and the Constitution. Your careers are over, and I strongly suggest you surrender now," Keels barked. The investigators told Keels he had it all backwards, that his career was over, and that he should surrender willingly or unwillingly, but he was under arrest either way. My source said Keels allowed himself to be cuffed and placed in investigator vehicle, assuring them that President Biden and Lloyd Austin would have their heads on a silver platter. And my source said he'll go to Gitmo or Camp Bloss. The White Hats, he explained, took interest in Keels in March in 2023 after hearing an unofficial private Discord servers used by active duty armed forces, that he was still mandating masks and vaccines and threatened disciplinary action against guardsmen who called the mandates unlawful orders. They got punished. In January 2023, the regime's corrupt Department of Defense was forced to repeal a national vaccine mandate by a largely GOP-backed requirement, adding that the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act. Nevertheless, military commanders loyal to Joseph Biden, people like Colonel Keels, have continued intimidating and harassing the maskless and unvaccinated in their ranks. Three Camp Roberts E4s wrote on Discord that Keels field grade Article 15D, them for, you know, which meant disrespect for, you know, disrespect to a superior officer resulting in loss of pay and rank. The guardsmen called the non-judicial punishment vindictive retaliation for non-compliance with unlawful orders about getting the vax. My source said CID identified and spoke with the three guardsmen who insisted they were innocent but accepted Article 15S in lieu of a court-martial because Keels had friends in high places and would have stacked the deck against them. CID found no evidence of insubordination or disrespect on any of their performance reports. In each case, Keels was the sole accuser. The guardsmen alleged that Keels fabricated unfounded charges to punish the troops that eschewed their personal vaccine standards. In other words, they rejected getting the vaccine or the jabs and pointed investigators toward a dozen enlisted men who Keels had berated and punished for identical imaginary infractions. He made stuff up to get them in more trouble just because they wouldn't get the vax. With U.S. Army Cyber Command help, CID assisted Keels' service and financial access Keels' service and financial records. What they found did not shock them at all, and stacked all against Keels, because between January of 2021 and August 2023, Keels' leave and earnings statement listed an unfamiliar entitlement abbreviation, VAC, for which he received between $4,500 and $13,000 per month extra under the code name VAC, VACT. The acronym VAC does not appear in any of the Department of Defense lists of military pay allowances. My source said JAG will prove in a military tribunal that VAC means vaccine incentive, and that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, handpicked and rewarded mandate sympathizers in high-ranking positions, including Colonel Keels and unnamed other officers at Fort Irwin. Keels, he added, and he said, refused to speak unless granted a phone call with Lloyd Austin. I guess no one told him the coward Lloyd Austin is hiding in Eastern Europe in Ukraine. So he's not going to be talking to Lloyd Austin anytime soon, even if he wanted to. Folks, the Khazarian Mafia-controlled West is about to fall over a cliff. Despite frantic attempts by its leadership to scare us back into submission with fire, plague, war, alien invasion, you name it, all the above, by now you should know the drill. They're trying to kill you. What is interesting is that the collapse could include the government of the Xi Jinping in China, not just in the West. This is why Jews are fleeing Israel, and 11 1,000 Chinese millionaires are fleeing China. Oh, yeah. The other sign, we are heading for some sort of earth-changing event, including world war, is a breakdown in our military communications between the West and its adversaries. China is refusing any phone calls from Washington regarding defense-related topics, according to U.S. officials. The same is true with Russia. They're not talking to Washington either. You know, Putin's only talking to Trump. That's it. So, you know, with no communication between the two major superpowers, this could be dangerous, officials warn. Russia has upped the ante by getting its ally, Nicaragua, to kick out the Jesuits and confiscate their assets. Ha! I love it! See, that'd get rid of all the deep state in Nicaragua. And then it's just Noriega dealing with Putin. Well, he's going to do what Putin said. Well, Putin's a white hat. So following the Jesuits that are being kicked out of Nicaragua, President of Nicaragua Daniel Ortega allowed Russian military bases and deployment of cruise missiles in the U.S. backyard country. So deep state is out. White hat Russia is in. In order to get Russia's attention, it appears that MI6 killed Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin, former UK intelligence officer Christopher Steele. If you remember that name, Christopher Steele, he's the anti-Trump Russian dossier author and Russian dossier fan. He claims that Prigozhin's plane was blown up by a bomb inside a wine crate. The specific mention of a wine crate makes it seem eerily, almost like as if Steele was bragging about killing him, since Steele's dossier was designed to help Hillary Clinton Rockefeller in her campaign against Donald Trump. You can only guess the ultimate handover of this was murder, because they knew that Prigozhin was going to go march right into Kiev, and get Lavrinsky for Putin. That was his deal. He was a triple agent. Well, the sources in MI6 hinted their agency was responsible and told the Russians, as much in an attempt to restart negotiations over Ukraine, the effort to use the assassination as a way to open a back channel failed, but Russian FSB and MI6 sources say instead the Russians are opening criminal investigations in the murder of Prigozhin. The games are beginning, folks. It's getting really fun now. The purpose by the U.S. military to open negotiations with Russia in Malta this month in August was rebuffed by Russians, the MI6 sources said. Another rejection of the West came last week when China vetoed participation by French President Emmanuel Macron in the BRICS summit in South Africa. Macron wasn't invited. France wasn't invited. China vetoed their participation. Russian and Asian secret society sources explained the current Western Khazarian mafia leadership has broken so many treaties and promises that the negotiation with them is futile. Russians are saying, hey, you can't deal with the deep state. They lie all the time and never keep their promises. However, Russian white hats and Western white hats have warned the Russians, the Khazari mafia is very strong in their Russia homeland, as well as pushing for an all-out nuclear war. In particular, Russian Secretary Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev is a KM Khazari mafia agent pushing for World War III. He used to be president of Russia. Putin knows he's no good. He's a Khazarian mafia. Dr. Johnny has photographs of him standing in front of Putin while displaying the satanic hand sign. These pictures have been removed from the internet, but not from our memories. I'll remember it. In order to stop the plans for nuclear Armageddon, the White Hats are working with their Russian counterparts to overthrow the Khazarian Mafia and their Federal Reserve Board counterparts in America. There are many signs this is happening. The most obvious sign is the extreme isolation of the current Western leadership finds itself in right now. They are outnumbered 10 to 1 on the 195-nation global stage. Evidence of this came only when only 13 countries joined a G7 declaration on a long-term security guarantees for Ukraine. This is according to Ukrainian president. And these are the bad guys, actually. These are the countries: Belgium, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, Greece, Iceland, Ireland, Latvia, Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Romania, Spain, and Sweden. Only one of these countries, Romania, has borders with Ukraine. And yet, they want to save Ukraine. Oh. What's interesting is that Poland was not included. The flag of Ukraine has disappeared from the logo of the Polish press agency, from the parliament, and also on their central bank. They no longer show the Ukrainian flag. They had all been displaying it until recently, and you can see that in all their news coverage. The Poles say they plan to partition Ukraine with Russia and its other neighbors. Meanwhile, European Union sanctions policy against Russia has turned into the laughingstock of the global stage, says Hungarian President, Hungarian Foreign Minister, warning that Europe is destroying itself in the name of supporting Ukraine. It's true. He couldn't have put it clearer than that. By contrast, BRICS summit held in South Africa last week added Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and UAE as full members. They were hold their first meeting in January 1st of 2024. That's just a few months away. We already live in a post-American, post-Western world, a truly multipolar one, where the group of BRICS countries is larger than the group of G7 countries, admits the Western establishment moderate Godfrey Sachs. With addition of major oil exporting countries, the BRICS 11, as they are now tentatively called, control 80% of the world's oil market. This gives them the ability to replace the petrodollar with their own currency. However, the BRICS meeting also revealed an interesting imbalance between China and the other BRICS nations. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is secretly pushing for Chinese domination, while the rest of BRICS want a multipolar world. You see, Xi has a real problem with the CCP because the deep state is still trying to hold on there. China has also been publicly and repeatedly pushing for all the countries to obey the privately owned United Nations and follow its 2030 agenda. However, the other BRICS countries want reform. They don't want to have anything to do with the United Nations. They don't want to have anything to do with the deep state vaccine mandates. They're pushing for reform of the World Trade Organization, the BIS, which is the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the United Nations, the IMF. As all those, they want reform of all of them. They don't want deep state involved. In particular, they want greater representation in the Security Council, where China is the only non-European permanent representative according to Russian and other sources. The fact that the BRICS failed to announce a highly anticipated gold-backed currency reflected this secret split with China. Oh yeah, this is especially true if India and Russia have been pushing hard for de-dollarization, which they have. The reason China vetoed this, because it was a secret relationship. It has a secret relationship with the Federal Reserve Board over the U.S. dollar. The Chinese Communist Party has been offered control over the U.S. dollar and even the U.S. itself by the owners of the Federal Reserve Board and the Deep State, according to MI6 and Japanese Imperial Family sources. According to them, the U.S. dollar is already an asset-backed BRIC currency controlled mainly by China, to a lesser extent, Taiwan and Japan. Wrong. Khazarian Mafia has been offering China control of the dollar and the world in exchange for protection, so they can all, if they're not hiding in Maui, they're going to hide over in China. And that's where Macron is. He's hiding in China, because anywhere else he goes, he'll be killed. The various bribes taken by Joe Biden from China were meant by the deep state Khazarian Mafia to show the Chinese that they could even buy the U.S. presidency, according to Asian Secret Society White Dragon sources. Fired Ukrainian prosecutor confirms that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, DID, took bribes and were behind his ousting. Isn't that corruption alone? Absolutely. By the way, in more evidence, the whole Ukrainian war is a massive bribery and money laundering scheme. Ukrainian dictator Levinsky, mother-in-law, spent $4,800,000 on a villa next to one owned by Angelina Jolie El Guana of Egypt. Where did she get $4,800,000? His mother-in-law. Well, the evidence of Biden and others accepting bribes from China itself and financing bioterrorism research in China is also overwhelming. They couldn't have done that without high-level Chinese collusion. In another sign of collusion, Xi Jinping has embraced the World Economic Forum's totalitarian goals through a combination of fake pandemic, social credit scores, and central bank digital currency. You can't even buy food in China without your digital ID. This will 100% go to the European Union and to the U.S. In fact, the U.S. gave China the technology to do it. China is chosen as a testing ground, you know, the beta testing of this new system. The mark of the beast is not a physical object, it's a system. This has made Xi lots of enemies in China and elsewhere. This is why over 11,000 Chinese millionaires are fleeing China, according to White Dragon sources. In a sign of all this, Xi has canceled his BRICS summit speech at the last minute and had it read out instead by Chinese Commerce Minister. The Chinese intelligence sources explained they had received credible reports Xi would have been killed with an electronic magnetic weapon if he had shown up to read the speech as scheduled. Another sign of intrigue was the detention of Xi's bodyguard in South Africa just as Xi entered a public space. The fact that the Chinese are, the fact that the Japanese are dumping radioactive Fukushima water into the ocean and Xi is reacting angrily is also actually another anti-Khazarian Mafia move. The water being dumped is not, in fact, radioactive, according to Japanese military intelligence. By getting rid of it, the Japanese are cutting off billions of dollars in payment to the Khazarian Mafia deep state. This is part of an ongoing campaign by the Japanese, Taiwanese, and Koreans to kick the Khazarian Mafia out of East Asia. At a deeper level, the threats against Xi and the murder of the head of Wagner, you know, Prigozhin, are just some of the many signs the Khazarian Mafia is getting desperate. The biggest source of their desperation remains the ongoing collapse of the United States. This is now widely understood. For example, you know, Colonel Douglas McGregor discussed this on Tucker Carlson. I took notes. But are relatively newcomers to the Khazarian, anti-Khazarian mafia movement, this Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, they're newcomers, according to the Khazarian mafia, anti-Khazarian mafia movement, according to McGregor, but they together with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others have begun pointing the finger at the oligarchs and the vaccine makers who run us. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. blows the whistle on BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, which all own each other, as we know, outbidding individuals for their homes all across America, especially when property gets destroyed, they're buying it up everywhere. All you need to do is to figure out who owns them. You'll find the Rockefellers and the Khazarian Mafia oligarchs at the end of your investigation. We are also on the verge of a national coming to Jesus moment. We want to say in what our government does and what we really don't, but we really don't have one, says McGregor. We are going to be pushed over the brink and into the abyss just to see how far they can go. The colonel who could turn out to be a strong Putin-like leader for restoring the Republic of the United States sums up some current problems facing the Americans. He may be Trump's vice president. Have you ever noticed Trump hadn't named his vice president yet? It might be General McGregor. According to McGregor, the Ukraine war has saddled every adult working American with about $240,000 in debt. In addition to the $600,000 already owed by every man, woman, and child in the U.S., when you figure all the debt that's there, the average American earns $31,000 on average a year and spends about $16,000 a year in taxes. It doesn't leave much. The average American who works their whole life gets about $1,400 a month in Social Security. If they're lucky, illegal immigrants arrive and are given $2,200 a month, and the Americans are only getting an average of $1,400 a month. As we mentioned in previous reports, the mortgage payments for the median American house is more than the entire salary of the median American. These financial injustices are causing a breakdown of social order in the U.S. Here are recent examples. Macy's department store suffered an $84 million loss in the second quarter due to credit card delinquencies. Mobs continue to attack and loot high-end retailers and big box stores. Rich people are dressing down, leaving their watches and jewelry at home as they're increasingly being targeted by the poor Americans. In the past year, nearly $1.4 billion worth of high-end watches, for example, were stolen. Anger is understandable since one out of three private renters has been forced to borrow money in the past month to pay rent in a country where CEOs earn 400 times more than the full-time workers. Even stores that cater to the average worker and low-income people are under attack. In recent examples, Dick's Sporting Goods and Dollar Tree have reported a big increase in shoplifting. The so-called Biden administration trying to calm the masses with the biggest increase in food stamp spending in history. However, the result of this money printing for the poor has been a 15% spike in grocery store prices. They also have jacked up gasoline and energy prices. As a result, right now, truckers are taking rates 15 to 25% below their cost just to get a job and to get that drive. They can't last forever. And, you know, we're, you know, according to John Steppenkamp of Victor Logistics, the problems are so widespread that the entire financial system is about to collapse. As the Gold Bug King World News explains, the banking system is now not ready to cope with this. Effective March 15, 2020, the Federal Reserve reduced the reserve requirement for depository institution banks to zero. Having a zero reserve requirement has allowed the overall money supply to hyper balloon. The collapse of the financial system is coinciding with the collapse of public institutions and support and belief in public institutions. Only 26% believe in the banks. Only 27% of the population believe in the Supreme Court. Only 26% will believe in public schools. Only 26% believe in the presidency or large technology companies. 25% believe in organized labor. They don't believe in newspapers. Only 18% believe in or read newspapers. Criminal justice system, only 17% believe in that. Television news, only 14% watch that. Big business, you know, 14%. And only 8% of the whole population believe in what Congress is doing. Kazari Mafia is aware of this impending collapse and a sign this might come right after the September 30th U.S. corporate fiscal year. FEMA, in coordination with Federal Communications System, the FCC, will conduct a nationwide test of emergency alert system. And, you know, that's October 4th from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just leave your phones and TVs and cell phones, all your devices off that afternoon, October 4th. I'm warning you. Release date. That they made that announcement was August 3rd. Text messages will be sent to all TV, radios, and phones. So just know that October 4th at 2 o'clock, 2:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that they're going to do their broadcasting test. You don't want your phone being triangulated in that test, folks. So turn it off, mark your calendars, October 4th in the afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Or I'm going to leave mine off probably that day, you know, period. This will be the third nationwide test, but the second test to all cellular devices. The test message will display in either English or in Spanish, depending on the language settings of your wireless headset. The EAS portion of the test will be sent to radios and televisions, and this will be the seventh nationwide black hat EAS test. There are also signs that the Kazari Mafia is planning to restart the pandemic and vaccine lockdown campaign this fall. The corresponding coronavirus variants have already been made available. It's called the BS247. I can't make this up. That's what it is. It's patented under BS-24/7. Yeah, I can't make this stuff up. I kid you not. David Wolf says it attacks the truth and insults your intelligence. That's what their patent is under on this new variant. They've had this variant over a year, and they patented under BS-24/7. There will consistently be new variants and we'll constantly have new vaccines, says Canadian Liberal Health Minister Mark Holland. His advice is that people keep up with their booster vaccine routines and current suggested schedules and get that RNA jab approximately every 6 months. Can you imagine that? Kazari Mafia is also hoping to impose final version of the WHO pandemic treaty by May of 2024. This would make terrorists and war criminal Tedros Ghebreyesus of the WHO, the absolute leader in the international health policy. Tedros works for the Kazarian Mafia and the World Economic Forum. And he's also being their spokesman as the absolute leader in international health policy. He also takes orders from Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. They want to use a global health emergency or an imminent potential threat to impose, for example, mandatory medication, mandatory vaccinations, mandatory test certifications, and travel restrictions. The fires being set all over the world make it likely that climate change is an alternative emergency they are pushing in any case if the new pandemic fails, or if it, you know, there's a lot of people going to get that jab, folks. They're not going to make it. This is certainly in the plans and certainly was part of the attack on Hawaii as well as the Canary Islands, Canada, and elsewhere with cellite weapons. And now, as we speak, eastern Texas and western Louisiana, that fire is raging. Over 4,000 acres are lost so far. And there are a lot of neighborhoods in within that whole range, and we haven't had any water or any rains, so it's going to keep going. This thing is just, these people are nasty, and they'll do anything to stay in power. Burn you out, vax you out, or buzz you out, or blow you out with a hurricane or a tornado. Yes, Canada burned much more constantly. U.S. and Europe and Africa, Greece are all in flames right now. The fires are often a justification for a money grab. And each time FEMA officials swoop in, grab kids, and grab money, and go after the luxury hotels, and get all your goods and services. I'll bring you all the details after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids, dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song, talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm Dr. Johnny. Folks, I want you to understand, I'm not fear-mongering. This is all true. You look it up. The Texas passed the vaccine, anti-vaccine mandates, so you don't have to observe that. It was on Tuesday, and then Wednesday night, Thursday morning, the fire started in East Texas. And they're getting out of control, and it's just a fact. They've got fires all over the world right now. Canary Islands, the attacks on Hawaii, Greece has been burning out of control. The fact is, though, that fires has burned the lowest in the U.S. in a decade, but now all of a sudden these fires are starting up. There's been less fires previously than now. Have you seen it reported anywhere? Yes, Canada has burned much more consistently reported, but the U.S., Europe, Africa, and the U.S. burn less in total. The world burns less. These fires are often a justification for a money grab. For example, FEMA agents, like I said, are staying at high-rise luxury hotels in Maui while their efforts of destroying the Hawaiian residents there in Fahima, just went up in flames. And yet, the government only paid them $700 one-time payment for their house and everything. There is evidence the fires in Canada are also part of some sort of money and resource grab. The forced evacuation of northern Canadian towns near diamond, etc. mines, diamond mines, Yellowknife is a big diamond mine, may also be a Khazarian Mafia resource grab. As an example, the Shishet British Columbia fires were intentionally lit by Canadian authorities with planned ignition. This is proven. This all means that if an emergency is declared this fall, it will be vital to make sure it is declared by the White Hats and not the Khazarian Mafia. The widespread public disgust with the current Khazarian Mafia cabal leadership means that any White Hat move will be have to have broad public support. In the latest example, you can see how people booed, you know, when Joe Biden came into public, when he visited Maui and Lake Tahoe, his two big public appearances this past week, a week ago, he was booed both times, both in Maui and in Lake Tahoe. Finally, if the White Hats want legal justification for removing the Khazarian Mafia-controlled governments, note that not a single court in the Western world is willing to examine the COVID-19 crimes against humanity revealed by Ranier Fulvich. He's proven over and over again that this is a takeover of the world. When the government is taken over by criminals, it's the duty of the military and the police agencies to move in and restore order. The alternative would be either anarchy or totalitarian dictatorship. And I'm telling you, the White Hats are working behind the scenes. We just can't see it all. It's there. It's that. That's by design. The White Hats don't want the public to see what they're doing, because the next moves will take out the Khazarian deep state mafia. So here's some of the examples. Dateline, Saturday, August 26, a Marine reconnaissance platoon in Maui was forced to kill 15 civilians from the United States Army Corps of Engineers, part of the criminal Joe Biden regime's joint force called JTF-50, who had arrived in Hawaii to allegedly distribute water and food and evaluate the incomprehensible damage, my source in General Smith's office said. This is like the Army Corps of Engineers, 15 civilians. Creswell and FEMA were put in charge of the task force and armed forces that are loyal to the fake President Biden were there trying to undo all the help we've done, my White Hat source said. It's a bloody war zone out there in Maui. He said there's unspeakable carnage. On Saturday, August 26, White Hats in Lahaina spotted a civilian work crew erecting barbed wire fence and unspooling concertina, you know, the razor wire, around a 3-square-block radius centered near the Kamala Street and Pukaki Place, a residential district replete with private residences untouched by the fires. Well, these guys were sent there to put the razor wire to protect all their property because they didn't get burnt, yet they were right next to other houses that were burnt. If any civilians were in the area they were hiding, they probably already learned if you resist, you get shot, my source said. The Marines, however, had observed that the would-be jailers at a distance, and they watched them, determined that they were unarmed, at least for the moment, unprotected. They covered by 24 rifles and capable hands of the 24 Marines, the platoon senior NCO, a gunnery sergeant, casually approached the work crew and asked the foreman what he thought he was doing, because they're putting this razor wire and barbed wire all around, you know, Barack Obama and Oprah and, you know, Jeff Bezos' properties and people who are their buddies, putting that all around their property so the regular people can't get in and attack them, because the regular people are pissed. Those working class people got destroyed, and yet the deep state and the elite houses right next to the destroyed houses seemed to make it just fine. Not unharmed. My source said the foreman mistook the Marines for one of Biden's guys. He thanked the gunnery sergeant for checking on his crew and said he hadn't heard of any recent reports of insurrectionists, he said, meaning the White Hats in the vicinity that morning. But when the gunny wanted to know who authorized the construction of the fence, the foreman grew a little nervous and said, well, Danielle Caldwell and General F. Logan, who do you work for? He said. He's getting suspicious. Then on October 12th, the criminal Biden and Lloyd Austin appointed General Logan to lead the regime's military operations in Hawaii and instructed him to obey Caldwell as FEMA was in charge. So here we got General Logan obeying what Leanne Caldwell, the head of FEMA, is telling him what to do with the military. And he said, yeah, I'm pretty sure we don't answer the same people, the gunny said to the Corps of Engineers guys. And he says, I need you to stop what you're doing right now. The foreman said the crew was attached to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and had orders to complete the barricade as soon as possible. He also said the federal government was seizing the area under the authority of eminent domain, an archaic and overused law that allows feds to take private property for public use. Originally, the term eminent domain meant, you know, if you're putting a railroad through or an airport or something like that, then they would use that eminent domain clause to offer you a fair price for your house, you know, but you've got to move. And the feds could take control of your house. That's what originally it was for some bigger development in the area and your house was in the way. But see, they're using eminent domain to claim all those properties that were destroyed and making it federal land. For example, in 2005, New London, Connecticut seized several properties to build a pipeline when property owners refused to sell. Having been offered pennies on the dollar, the city evicted them and stole their homes. That's what they do these days. I'm telling you, in the old days when they're putting in an airport or a railroad or a big highway, they'd give you a fair price for your house, but you had to move. These days, they just offer you pennies on the dollar. The gunny informed the foreman, the Corps of Engineer foreman, that he had 24 rifles aimed downrange at the full work crew. And then he really freaked out. He goes, yeah, you're one of them. Oh, my God, I was warned about you, the foreman said, reaching for a handheld radio on his belt. A single slap sent the radio flying, a single shot, and a solid punch to the stomach buckled the foreman to his knees. A foreman armed with a pipe cutter tried to blindside the gunny, but a round from Marine's M40A3 sniper rifle put him down with his head oozing blood on the pavement. It was pandemonium, my source said. The gunnery sergeant told them to surrender, that no one else could die or had to die, but a few had pistols and slashed and dumbly started returning fire, though they couldn't shoot very good. As the gunnery dove for cover, Marines picked off the work crew. One crew member clasped his bloody leg and screamed, help me, somebody help me, I'm dying. No one besides the foreman was left alive to aid him. My source said a company of General Smith's best men arrived on the scene within an hour to secure the location, clean the mess, dismantle the party erecting the barricade, and await any federal goons. So they're in place. I don't know how Oprah and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and Barack Obama are going to make it, because the White Hats have another plan. They're not going to take Hawaii. Hawaii belongs to the Hawaiian people, and Trump's agreement was that it goes back as a separate sovereign nation to the Hawaiians that originally are from there. It was taken from them illegally to begin with, just like most of Indian land throughout America. So White Hats have a plan for that, and we're going to see how it all works out. If the crew made any successful radio calls before dying, no help ever came. Marines still are in control. And the foreman was arrested on suspicion of treason. And then we have more White Hat activity. United States Judge Advocate General Jag Corps of the Office of Marine Commissions on last Thursday, entered uncharted territory by simultaneously charging, convicting, and sentencing to death 10 Washington State physicians for negligent homicide, engaging in mass medical malpractice, resulting in grievous injury or death, and treason against the United States of America, my Camp Bloss source revealed. As I reported on my shows earlier, White Hats within the U.S. military apparatus arrested over 100 doctors these past few weeks, and they're still getting them, alleging their adherence to the draconian protocols and personal ambitions endangering patients' lives with the death jab. In a lengthy affidavit, JAG alleged that the accused berated and belittling vaccine-hesitant patients, threatened to include them in the medical blacklisted. See, our White Hat Marines and other soldiers went in civvies, plain civilian clothes, and claimed of a stomach upset or whatever, and said, well, you need the jab. You haven't had it. No, I don't want the jab. Well, then they're put on a medical blacklist unless they complied with the CDC guidelines and getting the jab. So ahead of the indictment, JAG investigators masquerading as patients visited vaccine-loving clinics in over 12 states where they too were verbally accosted and denied treatment for refusing to show vaccination paperwork or getting in-office jabs. Most of the 100 practicing in Washington State, California, Illinois, New York, and Connecticut. Once apprehended, the diabolical doctors were taken to intake centers and interviewed by JAG investigators. Not one expressed remorse. Not one of them expressed, I'm sorry, no, for imperiling patient lives. Instead, they pridefully defended their actions, reciting what seemed to be a rehearsed mantra. I followed CDC COVID-19 protocols and guidelines. I'm innocent. I'm protecting lives, they said. My source said the mass detainment created a considerable quandary, as JAG had neither the time nor resources to individually try 100 doctors one at a time charged with nearly the identical crime. The only practical option, he added, were to jointly prosecute the 100 or separate the herd into manageable groups based on the strength of evidence. Thursday proceedings at Camp Bloss, you know, over in Guam, said 10 of the 100 and a JAG-appointed defense attorney squared off with Rear Admiral Jonathan Stevens. Stevens in April prosecuted JAG's case against CDC Deputy Director Global Health Howard Zucker. He also scheduled to jointly prosecute the 165 Fort Drum soldiers all together who conspired to wage war against Trump supporters. So we got deep state soldiers from the U.S. prosecuted. We have so many outstanding and incoming indictments, joint tribunals, you know, for efficiency, I guess we'll have to litigate cases in groups. And if we don't, we'll all turn to dust getting them one by one, my source said. Asked whether JAG considered the ramifications of joint acquittal, theoretical exoneration, hundreds of felons who might once again wreak havoc on the citizenry. He said, we've done this. We have an ironclad case, he said. The FEMA criminals from Maui will get tried together, as well as the doctors did, because we have perfect witnesses for what they did, plus other witnesses, and they're all going to the gallows. They're going to be swinging in the wind, he said. He added that Thursday's success at Camp Bloss proved JAG could convict multiple criminals at once. Admiral Stevens began the tribunal by introducing on Zoom a 40-year-old Seattle woman who had brought her sick 14-year-old son to the family, to their family physician, identified as defendant number 6 in June 2021. The boy had developed conjunctivitis and his mother wanted antibiotic eye drops to treat his ailment. Defendant number 6 claimed conjunctivitis or COVID eye was an unpublished symptom of the coronavirus and asked if the two were vaccinated. When the mother responded no, saying she wanted further proof vaccines were safe and effective, defendant number 6 flew into a tyrannical rage and demanded that they get tested on the spot or leave the premises, even though mother and son wore masks. They acquiesced to the unreasonable mandate, got tested, and violently swabbed their nose. When the rapid antigen test showed negative, defendant number 6 imposed another demand, immediate vaccinations. They refused, and they were ejected from the office. And what did you do at that point, Admiral Stevens asked the now 16-year-old boy on the screen. And he said, my mother drove me to an urgent care center, maybe 15 minutes away, the boy answered. And did you get treated there, the admiral asked. No, sir. They wouldn't treat me either, the boy said. Really? Were you and your mother given a reason? Asked the admiral. Yes, sir, because we were unvaccinated and didn't want to get vaccinated, same as before. We are told our names were put on a list, the mother interjected. And that list would go to the CDC and the state health department, she said. So what you're saying in this 15 minutes it took to drive from point A to point B, your names got put on a universal naughty list, the admiral said. I don't know about universal, sir, but we never saw the list, but I'm pretty sure the officials said it was statewide, the boy replied. It just so happens we do have that list, said Admiral Stevens. He placed a pile of stacked papers and stapled papers on the table beside the panelists, the three Marine officers chosen to determine the physician's fate. The 10 defendants sat handcuffed side by side, all handcuffed together in three rectangular tables pushed together to form a single tabletop. At one end, a Navy captain whom Vice Admiral Darce Crandall had assigned the daunting chore of defending the accused, aided by three paralegals who were whispered amongst themselves while shuffling reams of paperwork. As Admiral Stevens directed the panel's attention to the blacklist, the defense called for an immediate dismissal of all charges because private doctors, unlike Medicare-compliant hospitals, have leeway to deny treatment to patients. Request denied, Admiral Stevens said bluntly. Defense is aware this isn't just a case of denial of service. This is a broad conspiracy to deny service to vaccine-hesitant patients. I don't have to sit through this, defendant number six blurted. Control your client. If he speaks up again, we'll have him take the stand, the admiral retorted. Admiral Stevens again addressed the witness, their puzzled faces still on Zoom call. We apologize for the outburst. Do you recognize the doctors who denied treatment as being in this courtroom today? The young man pointed to defendant number six and defendant number 10. His mother attested to the fact and seconded and agreed. The list is in front of you, the blacklist of 750 names, all residents of King and Pierce counties. The list was kept in real time and shared electronically with over 100 offices and clinics in the counties. Denial of service, if not vaccinated or agrees to get vaccinated, were the two lists. JAG finds it perplexing because out of all the 10 defendants, not even one is vaccinated. We know this because we pulled their blood and evaluated it for COVID antibodies and that would be present if they're vaccinated. Now, we know for sure none of the defendants are vaccinated. Now, could you agree that maybe in one or two or three cases, the antibodies dissipated, but not in all 10 cases? This is a statistical impossibility. What's more, we have 90 more waiting for trial, and they're not vaccinated either, the admiral explained. The Navy captain objected because JAG had instructed Admiral Stevens to limit evidence to defendants present in the courtroom. Admiral Stevens sustained the objection and asked the panel to disregard the last statement. But the fiery Navy captain continued objecting, saying the admiral, a lawyer devoid of medical knowledge, shouldn't authoritatively comment on matters of virology and immunology. After dismissing the current witness, Admiral Stevens called to the stand Navy Commander Brent Dennings, a virologist at the U.S. Naval Hospital in Guam, who parroted the admiral's assessment in the medical vernacular. Commander Dennings, did you personally evaluate the defendant's blood work? Admiral Stevens asked. I did, sir, the commander replied. And what conclusion did you reach? Asked the Admiral Stevens. That none of the defendants have been vaccinated, the commander said. Does the defense have any questions for this expert witness? Asked Admiral Stevens. No questions, said the Navy captain. The witness is excused, said the admiral, then turned to the panel. This raises a question we cannot ignore. Why did these physicians insist patients be vaccinated when they themselves were not vaccinated? We see only three possibilities. They knew the COVID was benign. They knew the vaccines were dangerous, or both, said the Admiral Stevens. Over the next 3 hours, the admiral held Zoom calls with six additional witnesses, each of whom had sought treatment for mild problems and maladies from one of the defendants, and whose testimony mirrored that of the mother and the son. They called the defendants pernicious predators who abused their self-perceived positions of authority to beguile patients. One witness said her doctor, defendant number four, was foaming at the mouth to get the needle in her arm. These witnesses are the lucky ones, lucky they had sense enough to challenge big medicine and refuse the shots, Admiral Stevens told the panel. Some people we'd like to hear from can't be here today. They can't be here because they got the shot and today they're dead. They're dead because the defendants bullied them into getting vaxxed. That's how they died. He showed photographs of lifeless women on the gurney being wheeled out of the rear of the ambulance and displayed other images of a middle-aged man who died suddenly while speculating a baseball game just a day later after getting the vax. These were patients of defendants number one and number two. No comorbidities. In other words, they weren't sick at all, but they were forced to get the vax. No major health issues before getting vaccinated. Being dropped dead of heart attack suddenly within 7 days of the shot. We know of 65 patients who died suddenly, and they were all patients of these defendants, the admiral said solemnly. These patients had free will. The defendants didn't. Hold the gun to their heads. The Navy captain interjected, they didn't hold the gun to their heads. And then they said, in the strictest sense, they did. Yes, they did. They violated the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. They violated doctor-patient confidentiality and broadly disseminating vaccine status via the blacklist. And they ensued that if a patient, for whatever reason, didn't want to get the shot, the patient would have to travel far and wide to find any medical treatment at all that they weren't known on the blacklist. They towed the CDC line, but they weren't vaccinated and each got a liability waiver issued by the HHS and the FDA, very similar to waivers given to Big Pharma, Admiral Stevens said. He distributed copies of the waiver to the panel. In short, it holds the defendants harmless and immune to litigation from vaccine side effects. So all the defendants got a jail get out of free card with these waivers. Admiral Stevens says, no, the defendants weren't military. They were not government officials, elected or appointed, but they did have influence. They did have strong influence over their patients. What we have here is nothing short of mass medical malpractice, negligent homicide, conspiracy, and treason, Admiral Stevens finished. The defense had no vital rebuttal, and the panel requested time, 5.5 hours, to reach a decision upon returning a guilty verdict and recommended the maximum allowable punishment. Admiral Stevens thanked them for their service and released them from duty. He did not immediately schedule the dates of execution, but said the hangings would begin in a week. So in 1 week, those doctors are going to be swinging from a rope. Then, of course, the White House, a prominent Moderna chemist, Melissa Moore, was also arrested this past week, this last Sunday, in her home, Sunday evening, trying to evade U.S. Navy and JAG investigators who had been surveilling the residence and awaiting an opportunity to serve a military arrest warrant. This is one of the creators of the vax. She's one of Dr. Fauci's heroes, this Melissa Moore. My source said the investigators had staked out the clot shot creator's summertime domicile in the outskirts of Boston following several failed attempts to isolate her in her primary residence in Cambridge and also in her pricey timeshare in Lake Tahoe and at Moderna's Boston headquarters where she pioneered the pharmaceutical giant's mRNA clot shot. Investigators, he added, were not non-script vehicle, you know, unmarked vehicle on the opposite side of the road when Moore's Land Rover pulled into the driveway. As the windows had a dark tint, they could not immediately see who was inside or determine whether she had passengers. Moore, though, must have had spotted the investigative duo, for she flung open the door, grabbed her purse, and began hobbling across the horseshoe driveway, snagging a heel on the grass while shouting for help. She tumbled to the ground, clutching her handbag, withdrawing what investigators thought might be a firearm, but it was a syringe. She almost got shot, my source said. They realized at the last second it wasn't a gun and kicked the syringe out of her hand. She was trying to jab herself so she wouldn't have to go through the torture or the trial. He added the investigator cuffed Moore and placed her in the back seat of their vehicle. He explained that Jag started building a case against Moore in January of 2023, a few months after hanging her former employee, Moderna CEO Stephen Bonsell of Guantanamo Bay. Jag unearthed personal correspondence in which Bonsell heralded Moore as the queen of mRNA, writing that her expertise and determination helped put Moderna's mark on the map as a global COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer. Moore's perseverance, Bansell wrote, made them wealthy beyond the dreams of anyone's imagination, he wrote in response to Bansell's flattering communique. Moore said that history will eventually report that human guinea pigs are necessary to advance revolutionary medicine, she admitted in the correspondence. And the vaccine company's vaccine was the colossal killer. She invented the kill shot. If it kills 3 million to save 3 billion, I've done my job, Moore said. I have the utmost reverence for human life, but martyrs must be made in the name of science. To which Bansell replied, there will be no martyrs because we will attribute their deaths to the COVID disease. Oh, yeah. These are sick people. I've said from the beginning of the show for the last 5 years, they're trying to kill you. With fires, with jabs, with poisons, with direct energy weapons, with hurricanes, with tornadoes. They're trying to kill you. All these letters led to the added evidence to be presented at the military tribunal. This woman was a Walter Reed of the RNA, the mRNA clot shots, my source said. She was the textbook champion that brought Moderna into the limelight because they made the most money because these were the clot shots. These were the kill shots. Some of the other ones, Pfizer, they made kill shots too, but they had a lot of placebos that they distributed. In October 2016, Moore appointed to chief scientific officer and platform research in Moderna Pharmaceuticals. While serving in this role, National Academy of Sciences bestowed upon her the 2021 RNA Lifetime Achievement Award, primarily for her participation in vaccine improvement. Although knowing the vaccine was lethal and had killed trial participants and all the test animals, she convinced the CDC to grant emergency use authorization to the mRNA 1273 clot shot, the kill shot. The evidence on her is textbook. It should be a slam dunk, my source said. She tried to jab herself with something, and it's now being analyzed. We've already taken her blood, and no, she's never been vaxxed. So I'm just letting you know, folks, if you feel like people who are getting vaccines are just digging their own graves, Well, you're not alone. I will not wear a mask. I will not get the vaccines. Governor of Texas has already made that illegal. This is the same way I felt when I refused the liver transplant and the doctors shamed me for not doing it and they all called me delirious. I said, no, I'm not stupid enough to let you steal my liver. I told them take a long walk off a short pier. I don't believe in organ removal and many other unnecessary surgeries, and I don't believe in any vaccine, and when people get them, they wonder why they don't feel better. Trust me, folks, when you have organ removal and you get vaccines and you have less and less of you because they're removing your organs, they're just destroying your body, and they're using mind control to make you think that's necessary. The medical establishments convince these people there's no other way. Just like right now, they're trying to convince you to get that vaccine. They tap into the fear that the mainstream pumps 24/7. They've convinced everyone that you cannot heal from food just using the right therapies. They convince, they say, no, you need our drugs. I have a few people that got the HTMA, and then they never followed the food program. They never followed the food. The reason is they didn't want to stop eating certain foods. They just couldn't believe that food could get them healthy, or more to the point, they didn't want to change their habits or change what they're eating. It's just like we see in the general public year after year. They keep destroying their bodies by the intake of wrong foods. Guess what? They can't walk anymore, so they have to ride in a scooter to go through Walmart because they can't walk anymore because they've gotten so fat. Well, that's because of all the toxins in the foods. It's making them fat and making them eat more. It's unhealthy. And sadly, many keep getting these unnecessary surgeries because the medical establishment convinces them to do so. Most have a mineral imbalance and bone fragility. What a sad life to be living when it's so easy just to follow the diet and supplement schedule of the hair tissue mineral analysis and enjoy your life once again. Ask my patients that really follow the HTMA if their life isn't better. It is. It takes both the food and the few supplements you get from the lab. And the closer you follow the diet and supplement schedule, the less supplements you'll have to take once we get those retests. I got some patients down to just 2 bottles a day. They just take 2 in the morning and 2 at night. Their 6 months supply is less than $200 for their supplements. That's what happens when you follow the diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA. It costs you less and less and less to stay healthy. And if you want stronger bones, you want to lose that excess weight, you want to avoid disease and have happier lives, then go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. Doing the Master Survivor Program is all you need to change for the better and start getting healthy right now. All you need is an open mind and just a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of effort is all it takes to turn your life completely around. As a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 40 years of experience as a professional in the health field, I want you to keep all your organs, have the tools available at your fingertips to manage your own life and avoid all diseases. I work with 5 world-class analysis laboratories, and right now America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. It is listed right there, the Master Survivor Program. Just 2 things, the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. That's to restore your gut, and the HTMA, following that diet and supplement schedule, is to restore the minerals in all your cells. Now, number 3 is Dr. Johnny's premium consultation where you work with Dr. Johnny for 3 years to get rid of all your health problems. But you got to follow 1 and 2 to do that. 1, 2, 3. That's what it takes. 1, 2, 3. Ask any of my patients. Ask any of them their own premium consultation. And they'll tell you that I've never prescribed any drugs to them. Or very rarely. Sometimes in a certain situation, you know, when there's no other choice and they couldn't get it, you know, take one or two of those and then quit because I'll get you that package right away. But in 99% of all cases, no drugs, no surgery, and no one has to suffer. Those are the three things that you can count on when you become a master survivor. No drugs, no surgery, and no one has to suffer. So if you do 1 and 2 and you're not quite getting the results you need, then choose number 3 and pay me a little bit extra and I'll work with you on Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. So number 1 in the Master Survivor Program is the hair tissue mineral analysis from Trace Elements Laboratories to find the right foods to balance all the minerals in your cells. This valuable diagnostic shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on to get the minerals balanced in all 70 trillion of your cells. The diet therapy schedule is so effective that most doctors won't use it anymore because you know what they told me? They said they can't make money when their patients are getting well. That's what they told me when I taught them how to use the HTMA program, the hair tissue mineral analysis. They said, well, I haven't seen my patients with the HTMA all year. I got to have that revolving door, Dr. Johnny, to keep the lights on. That's what they told me. Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. Number 2 in the Master Survivor Program is the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit that comes from the Microbiome Laboratories from St. Augustine, Florida, that I work with. We have the human studies showing the gut restoration kit. Total gut restoration kit will balance the microbiome, get rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 6 months. If you stop eating sugar, you can do it quicker than that. But in less than 6 months for most people, and more than half of your immunity response is in your gut by doing this 6-month total gut restoration kit to balance your gut and get your immunity response going way up. So the full Master Survivor Program has 1 laboratory, 2 laboratory therapies. One is the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and the second is a total gut restoration kit that comes from all of our laboratory experimentation from the Human Microbiome Project, and it's the most effective natural health program available on the planet. This full dietary roadmap that my patients use that comes from the labs I work with, and this is all available by credit card on my website, themastersurvivor.com, johnnydelirious.com, themastersurvivoruniversity.com. It's all there, themastersurvivor.com. Many of my patients thank me for the information I'm providing here on my show. They all say that what I am doing, I'm the only host that brings them hope about things and tells them the truth and how to work all these things out correctly. Well, that's what it's for. This show is for my patients. It's also nice to have more energy and stamina than they did before. Many of them have lost weight because they're on the program. You know, once they get on my program, the Master Survivor Program, they start listening to my show, and they get so much more out of it because they feel better. Even if they're not carrying anything extra anymore, and they lose that little touch around the belly, and following the HTMA, and all that's gone, and they have better workouts at the gym. Another patient said he was so happy once he got his new HTMA and got on the new diet and supplement schedule, and he felt good all over again. After a week on the new diet, he felt so much better. He said, I'm back to getting my deep sleep again and wake up refreshing in the morning. I just, you know, was not getting enough sleep before. And I said, well, you need another hair tissue mineral analysis. It's been more than 6 months. He didn't realize that the previous diet and supplement schedule was obsolete. It didn't work anymore because his chemistry changed. So he gave me some hair for a sample. We ran the test. He got on the new diet and supplement schedule, a different food list, different supplement schedule. He had to take less supplements. But he followed the new diet, and boom, within a week, he said, I felt great. He said, just getting that good night's sleep again is so rejuvenating. The new diet and supplement schedule is a must every 6 months and should not be abandoned. Many times I'll ask my patients, I said, hey, you know, wait 8 months, wait a year, because I see their report, I see their progress, I know what they need, and I know they need longer on that first, on that last diet and supplement schedule. So that's why the consultation with Dr. Johnny is so important. Many times the HCMA will show bone fragility because of calcium dominance, that calcium is out of control. If we do not have bone fragility, we will not have any problems with foot and back pain anymore and the weakness in our knees and so forth. But that cartilage starts diminishing when we have increased calcium dominance, and the connecting joints start rubbing bone on bone, and that hurts. The new HTMA diet and supplement schedule will keep those calcium levels down low in your tissues and keep you from stealing the calcium out of your cartilage and your bones to avoid those episodes of strain and pain. Many people also have high levels of trace metals, and the body needs to get those out by doing a little purging, and I help them with that too. You can be a little uncomfortable at first, so make sure you have regular bowel movements. This is so important. So eat a few prunes, and this will keep regular bowel movements. If you have regular bowel movements, then the toxins will get out. Those metals will get out down the little red lane and down the porcelain throne. It's so important to get those trace metals out because I'm seeing barium, lithium, strontium, aluminum, and titanium these days. And this is the typical chemtrail signature. We're getting more of those trace metals in our body, barium, lithium. In fact, the ones doing the chemtrails, they have a little patch. The pilots have this patch. We don't spray them. We bury them with the mineral written out, B-A-R-I-U-M. It says right on their patch with the little plane, with the little chemtrails, picture on their patch. The pilots get this patch. It says, we don't spray them. We bury them. I've seen it. I've met the pilots, but they're giving their orders. They keep spraying. I see the barium, lithium, strontium, and aluminum, and titanium signatures in those hair tissue mineral analysis. We got to get rid of those trace metals, folks. So important. Those all come out in order, with continued improvement using your diet and supplement schedule. Only by following the diet and supplement schedule, the HCMA, will these trace elements, these trace metals, be eliminated and those calcium levels be lowered and normalized. We all want to get that quick fix, but natural recovery without drugs or surgery does not work that way. With drugs and surgery, you're most likely going to get that quick fix where you give relief of immediate symptoms, and in some cases, instant relief, because you get that pain reduced. But when you're cutting and poisoning the body with surgery and drugs, you never really benefit in the long run. It just gets worse. The original problem is never resolved. You cannot rob Peter to pay Paul. Sooner or later, the body pays the price. The more organs you lose, the more drugs you take, and the more chemicals and toxins that come in your body, pretty soon you too will be riding that scooter just to do your shopping. Doesn't have to be that way, folks. Become a master survivor. When we get over 60 years of age, our body starts showing the signs of all these toxins and paying that price when we lose too many of our stem cells. Any healing that, you know, slows down to a bare trickle, if at all, especially when we approach 70 years and beyond. It doesn't have to be that way. Chronological age has nothing to do with it. It's all about balancing minerals. Calcium dominance creates bone fragility. And this is the very, very, very common in the older adult population in my boomer class, my boomer buddies right now today, because of the standard American diet. We are seeing bone fragility more and more in these age groups, and that strontium, aluminum, and titanium chemtrail signature in their report. And then that's just increasing all their problems. We got to get rid of those heavy metals. We got to get rid of those trace metals. We got to get rid of those toxins. Mainstream medicine does not provide a follow-up with preventive diet or treatment at all. Most will say it's from lack of calcium, and they want you to take more calcium. Well, that's the wrong thing to do, because you already have too much calcium. And 8 or out of 10 cases of my hair tissue mineral analysis, they are calcium dominant. They are a slow one. How many of you have done a HCMA and become, and you're a slow one, you're calcium dominant? Well, you'd be surprised to know that one of the main causes of bone fragility is too much calcium. So putting more calcium is just putting fire putting gasoline on the fire. That's all it is. And it causes wrinkled skin, and the skin gets tough, and it pulls easy and bruises easy because all that calcium overload's in your tissue. It doesn't have to be this way, folks. Get out of the suffering. Become a master survivor. No matter what they do, become a master survivor so you too will be above the misery level of everybody else out there. Don't get in a scooter. Avoid the scooter and become a master survivor. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs, government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.